opening the, you know, the meeting today, Chief IGAD mediator, former Ethiopian Foreign Minister Ambassador Siyum Mesfen said, "We are now IGAD Plus." The agenda for today, according to Ambassador Siyum, is the document that has been prepared by the mediators as a compromise document for the warring parties in South Sudan. You know, a summary of this document was given to the warring parties a month ago. Now, IGAD handed over the comprehensive document to the IGAD Plus members.
And so this document is going to be then handed over to the negotiators for the government of South Sudan, for Riek Machar's opposition group, and to representatives of the group of 10 former detainees.
That's the plan, Karen. Today, the mediators are discussing the document with the IGAD Plus members. Ambassador Siyum was saying during the opening that they will welcome any suggestion from the, you know, IGAD Plus members regarding the document.
What is in the document? We have an idea because the negotiating parties were given a draft of the document when they were in Addis Ababa in June. Has anything been added? Is anything key in there? Is there anything new in the document?
Yeah. The document is basically a compromise agreement document to be implemented over a period of 33 months. It talks about transitional government arrangement, permanent ceasefire, and transitional security arrangement, and about other areas. The document given to the warring parties when they were in Addis in June was a summary of this, comprehensive document given today to the IGAD Plus countries. But this is a document talking about the transitional government of national unity in South Sudan, the permanent ceasefire and transitional security arrangements. This compromise document provides for the South Sudan government to maintain the positions of president and vice president and 53% of ministerial portfolios, and SPLM-A in opposition will get the new position of first vice president and 33% of ministerial portfolios.
And have you had any feedback from any of the members of IGAD Plus on this new document, on this new compromise agreement that we hope will bring peace to South Sudan?
Not yet, but we already know what the warring parties think about this document, you know, what their reaction is, you know. You remember the opposition chief negotiator Taban Dengai dismissing the document immediately because he says the document, you know, keeps the status quo in South Sudan. I mean, President Salva Kiir will maintain his position and will also have 53% of ministerial portfolios. He will be commander-in-chief of the South Sudan Army during the part of the transitional period because, I mean, according to the document, the army of the government and the forces of SPLM-A in opposition shall be under a single command within 18 months. And after the 18 months of the national, the transitional government, it will be Salva Kiir who will be, you know, commander-in-chief of the unified army. So because of these reasons, the SPLM-A in opposition did not accept the document, but they said they can negotiate on it.
So there is a little bit of hope that on Friday, when the document is handed over to the three negotiating parties for South Sudan, that we might move forward towards peace.
Sure. We are not sure what, you know, the IGAD Plus will add to this document, in fact, Karen, because this is the first time they will have a say as mediators, you know, especially countries like the United States, China, Great Britain, the European Union, and all the other international actors will be having their say on this document. And we don't know what the final outcome will be. But if things go according to plan, as you said, maybe there is hope for peace in South Sudan.